You're listening to SBS News.
A new draft for the National Education Curriculum, which will potentially change the way that children are taught Australian history, has raised concerns from Federal Education Minister Alan Tudge. He says he's worried that students will be taught a negative view of the nation's recent past and ultimately deter the next generation of Australians from defending their country at war. The story of World War I is already taught in the nation's classrooms, but proposed changes to the curriculum, including references to different interpretations of the Anzac legend, aren't pleasing the Federal Minister.
Anzac Day should not be a contested idea. It is the most sacred day in the Australian calendar.
Mr. Tudge says he does support the teaching of First Nations history.
I absolutely think we need to have a proper, honest interpretation of our history. And that does include some of the maltreatment of Aboriginal people. Absolutely.
But he's uncomfortable with a broader telling of Australia's more recent history.
It just has this such negative, miserable view of Australia. And that's not accurate, but nor does it instill pride in our country.
What children learn in school is informed by the national curriculum. It's set by an independent authority and comes up for review every 6 years. The curriculum is the foundation of the syllabus in each state and territory and has to be endorsed by the federal, state and territory education ministers, who eventually decide what children are taught. Labor frontbencher Tony Burke says that he believes a more nuanced version of Australia's history should be taught.
I don't think it's complicated. History should be the study of what happened. You know, some of that will be good, some of that won't be.
The Curriculum Authority has an Indigenous Advisory Committee. Mark Rose, a Gunjamara man and the Advisory Committee's chair, has defended the planned changes.
History needs interrogation. History needs analysis. And history needs to be balanced by a variety of viewpoints. And that's what our work in carving the curriculum does. I don't think there's anything that will turn people into hating their country. That's a farce. Sorry, Minister.
These changes are yet to be finalised, and the intervention from the Minister wasn't just about what's taught in the classroom, but also the standard of teaching, calling for states and territories to pay educators more so as to attract higher achievers to the jobs. The new curriculum is expected to be released next year. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.